Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, learning Kalacha Beis, the Malacha Malabein, and we're looking at the second half of a Simon Beis. So the Chayalim continues, and he says, in case a person washes their hands, and not that the baguette is dirty, the baguette is clean. He's drying his hands on a towel, drying his hands on a baguette, but he's taking the moisture on his hands and putting it into the garment. So there's a certain amount of, we could say that he's doing a derech lichluch. But there is some benefit to the garment, to the bed, to the towel. It gets wet. It helps it clean it a little bit. So we said before the heter is a combination of derech lichluch, and it's ma'at mayim. So what about a case where you wash your hands and your hands have a lot of water on them? So the chayim says the following: kishalim leto yada b'ritzel l'nagiv b'mapa. A person washes his hands and he wants to dry his hands on a cloth. You should shake off the water from your hands prior to drying it. Why should you do that? Well, as much as the nagev the kuliyama, the mayim rubin yeshar the filo kushdarach lichluch, armin and shuos is al kibusa. There's a sheet which says if you have a lot of water, even if you do it darach lichluch, which is this case, but since the mice it's a lot large amount of water, so we have to look at not just what he's doing, but the result that he's doing, because it's a large amount of water, it's considered a mice of cleaning the baguette. So they hold it's a problem. So in order to avoid that, the issue that shita is raising, the solution is to shake off a large amount of the water. So you're putting on only a small amount of water onto the cloth. Now he's going to say, so we say that a large amount is a problem, a small amount is okay. What's the dividing line between a large amount and a small amount? So Chayim says, we're not sure where the din of merubin starts. Saying mayim watim derech lichluch is mutter, mayim merubin derech lichluch is also. Is this my rumor, my mu'atim? I don't know. I'm not sure how to decide. So the best thing you can do is try and shake up all of the water. And that would definitely be considered my mu'atim. But if a person washes their hands and you have water in your hands and you have not shaken the water off, even if it's not a phenomenally large amount of water, but maybe that goes in, that's what Chazal meant when they said my rumor are have this concept of kibbutz. So that's the suggestion. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam at the end of Simen Shin Beis, or towards the end of Simen Shin Beis. A few points over here. The Mishnah Berurah says that this eitzah that the Chayim gave from this year from yesterday about addressing Merig Lyam, the Mishnah Berurah only said that this Eitzah is mutter. If you're dealing with a small amount of Merig Lyam, look in the footnote Piskei Mishnah Berurah, footnote number three. Why Mishnah Berurah should cause up the Zelashon the cold Zedavka because Merig Lyam Muatim. So we're talking about a small amount of Merig Lyam. So what's the case? In the case we gave that the Merig Lyam is soaked through multiple layers onto the mother. So usually by that point in time, it's not a large amount. So the says that he's an example of the commercial derech atinuk lehatol bebegadav shmutah behem veinozol lebegad aim kima maat saglin levatloi bekiduach yadayim. So the small amount of merig lyam can be neutralized by the minimal amount of water which comes from washing one's hands. So that's going to be mutter. But if it's a large amount of water, or alternatively, it's a large amount of Merig Lyam, and the only way you can neutralize it is with a large amount of water. That you can't do. So this whole eitz only works if a small amount of merglaim got onto the mother. So the Mishabura's approach over here, they're not discussing the diaper that the child wet himself in, which that's full of merglaim. And that would be with this eitz of drying one's hands over there, besides the fact that it sounds somewhat against our sensitivities. But it's not going to be effective. If a person has merglaim on their beged, so they're supposed to be mavatal merglaim before they daven. So you need a certain amount of water to be mavatal. And this scenario that you're picturing of a full diaper, the small amount of water which is on one's hands, for instance, a dime, is not going to be sufficient to accomplish that. According to one version, you need a revius. So you wash your hands with a revius, but it's not a revius of water on your hands. Most of the water rolls off of your hands. So therefore, the scenario has to be that talking about the small amount of merglaim which soaks through to the mother's garment. Have a good day.